You're woken up by a rumbling sound coming from the street. It's dark outside. The luminous hands of the alarm clock show midnight. When you get up and cautiously push back the curtain, you see lorries driving into the street. Their headlamps light up the houses. Lorries? At this time of night? They stop outside your block of flats. German soldiers jump out. Instinctively, you back away. Downstairs, you hear thumping. The front door is kicked open. Boots stamp up the stairs. Someone bangs on a door on the first floor. More boots on the stairs. And more banging on doors. It won't take long before they get up here. Voices are raised in the flat below yours. Mrs. Vark's baby starts to cry. And then it happens. Fists hammering on the door.
Aufmachen!
Bare feet, you go to the front door.
Papier!
The order is spat in your face. A torch is shone in your eyes, blinding you. Your jacket's hanging on the coat stand next to the door. Hurriedly, you search the pockets. Where is that passport? You give it to the German soldier. He shines his torch on it briefly, then hands it back. You're not a Jew. Meanwhile, another man is banging on the neighbor's door. Isn't that Walter Bersens? The neighbors don't open up. But you know their home. You visited them only a few hours ago. Bersens kicks the door open. Two German soldiers follow him inside. You hear yelling, then crying. Anna and her two small children are dragged outside. She's still in her nightie. She looks at you, imploringly, hopefully. But you don't dare do anything. The German soldiers take her downstairs. The children, too. And the lorries drive away. The building has been emptied out. The silence is painful.